Hare Krishna. 5,000 years ago, on the same day, in the most famous battle of Kurukshetra, Arjuna, the foremost warrior in the entire world, he was afflicted by stress and tension and lamentation and mourning. He could not fight the battle of Kurukshetra, and he put his Gandiva bow down and was weeping and sobbing on his chariot. This goes to show how even if one is financially or physically or politically powerful, and despite all such power, the material world is such a place that it can shake up the very foundation of an individual and subject one to intense suffering. And this also goes to show that the living entity by nature seeks the shelter of the Supreme Lord. And by not seeking the shelter of the Supreme Lord, the living entity attains only more and more suffering. So Arjuna took shelter of Krishna and his life became glorious. He heard the message of Bhagavad Gita, and he could not only perform his duties well, he could please the Supreme Lord and he could attain the ultimate glory. Now, when people hear about Bhagavad Gita or Mahabharata or anything like that, modern man thinks very proudly, what is the use of all this knowledge? It's all old stuff. How is it relevant to my life? Actually, Bhagavad Gita is so relevant to our lives, equally or probably more than when it was spoken 5,000 years ago. I heard just a little distance, a kilometer from here, in Pune camp, one lady, when she came to know her husband has some extramarital affairs, from fifth or sixth story building, she threw off her children. First she threw one child and second child, and she herself jumped off and committed suicide. So sometimes the suffering is so intense in the mind that one doesn't know any solution. One just quits the body, committing suicide. First of all, one doesn't know who am I in the first place. Yeah, in the Dinanath Mangeshkar Hospital just a couple of weeks ago, a boy from Sahagad Institute of Technology, he committed suicide by jumping off from a fourth story building from the hospital. You know, with head first, breaking his head. He committed suicide, yeah. In America recently, 2-3 weeks ago, we read Karthikeyan and Rajaraman. Completed his MBA and went way high in stock market. So much money he made, millions and millions and billions of dollars. When the stock market crashed, he returned home not knowing what to do, how to face the society, how to face the ridicule of people, how to tolerate their financial crunch. He just took the gun and shot his three children and shot himself and shot his wife, everyone. So, I give you three examples. One, extramarital connection, and another one of a student not able to withstand the stress of studies and unable to satisfy the parents. And another man, due to a financial crunch, loss of money. And such situations are not uncommon in this world. They're very common. Samsara davanala lida loka. This is the meaning of samsara davanala. One may wonder, where is the fire? This is fire. The mental turmoil is the fire. The kind of struggle that we experience in this world. Everyone undergoes this kind of turmoil in one's life, but one doesn't know any solution. Not knowing any solution, one is running here and there trying to find out some solution and sort out the problem by one's own endeavor. When one finds that it is going beyond me, then one feels, now better and let me die. Even Arjuna considered dying. He says in one of the verses, of course he didn't consider committing suicide, but he considered the prospect of being killed by the enemies unarmed. Yadimama pratikaram ashastram shastrapanayah. He says that not carrying any weapon in my hand, I am ready to be killed by the enemies. So, this world is a place of terrible mental turmoil. And the Upadesh Lord Krishna gives in Bhagavad Gita can elevate one's consciousness. As Krishna says in the 12th chapter, the only solution for attaining the ultimate everlasting peace and happiness is to meditate on Him. Mayeva mana adatsva mayi buddhim niveshaya nivasishyasi mayeva atavurdvam nasamshayaha. So in this verse, Krishna says, just meditate on me. I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And by thinking of me, all your sorrows will come to an end. There is no other way. And if you cannot think of me, at least practice thinking of me. Like every day we all are practicing the chanting of the holy name. If you cannot practice thinking of me, at least work for me. You know, offer a piece of land for my service. Offer some donation for my service. Or offer some work with your hands and legs, with your body. Render some service to me, you can become purified. In this way, Krishna gives various ideas for us how we can gradually detach our mind and senses from the material world and develop attachment for Him. And by developing such attachment and remembrance of Him, one can very easily rise above the mental turmoil of this material world. Acharyas have explained how Bhagavad Gita not only teaches the jnana or knowledge about soul and body or soul and super soul, it is also a rasika literature. Like one acharya has explained how sarvadharman parityajya mamekam sharanam braja. The word braja represents Vrindavan. Actually, Krishna could have used a dozen other words in the place of braja. But purposefully uses the word braja because not only Krishna says surrender unto me, but surrender to me in the mood of Rajabhasis. That's the meaning of the verse. As similarly, Krishna says, Daivim Prakriti Mashritam. The Daivim Prakriti is Srimati Radharani. Mahatmanastu Maam Partha, Daivim Prakriti Mashritam. And the Mahatmas are pure devotees. He doesn't say, Mahatmas are my devotees. He says, Mahatmas are devotees of Srimati Radharani. Mahatmanastu Maam Partha, Daivim Prakriti Mashita. So in this way, by reciting Bhagavad Gita and by understanding the difference between body and soul and what is the right action, wrong action, and how to elevate one's consciousness, one can be blissfully situated even while living in this world. As he says in the 4th chapter, Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitramiha vidyate. And then? Sarvam jnana plavenaiva vrijanam santarishyasi. He is saying, the knowledge, there is nothing so sublime in this world as the transcendental knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Because the knowledge of the soul and super soul and the relationship between them and the difference of the soul from the body and the knowledge of the spiritual world, this knowledge is so pure and sublime. One can live in the material world oblivious to the situations around us. That is the only way we can detach our minds from this horrible material world, which has become more horrible by the age of Kali Yuga. So, how unfortunate are those who did not get this knowledge in their lives because not understanding. That's why one should feel sympathy for them. Like we hear about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Satatam janata bhavata paharam paramartha parayana lokagatim kurute satatam jagata jivanam pranamami shachi suta gauravar. It is said, satatam janata bhavatapaharam. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is bhavatapaharam, to take away the suffering of these people who want to commit suicide. To take away the suffering of the, especially Kali Yuga Vasis, whose minds and senses are tortured by the burning material existence. And Mahaprabhu also thought, how can we do that? Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Karo Krishna Shiksha. By giving Krishna Shiksha of Bhagavad Gita to everyone, by making people chant Hare Krishna, and by worshipping Krishna and remembering Krishna, Mahaprabhu taught very easily one can become free from this bhavatap, of material existence. So today is a very auspicious day. of Mokshada Ekadashi, on the same day, Krishna has spoken Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna in Kurukshetra. And this 1 hour speech of Krishna, it's such a powerful sound vibration. For all time to come, it has acquired an immortal status. Because the word of the Lord is non-different from the Lord. Even in Bible it is said, the word of God is God. It is said. And that word of God was broadcasted powerfully by Srila Prabhupada with the same spirit in which Krishna wanted people to understand it. And it is available in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So when we meet people, we have to explain to them how even today people are suffering in the same way as one might have suffered millions of years ago. And today this medicine of Bhagavad Gita is as relevant as it was 5,000 years ago. And those who take advantage can benefit and become happy, as Prabhupada proved it to the world in his times and in our times. We can see for ourselves. So we request all devotees to take enthusiastic part in reaching out this Bhagavad Gita to people, keeping in mind how people are suffering. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Krishna Bhagavan ki, Bhaktavinda ki, Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.